It's a leadership development effort put together by the Oklahoma Youth Expo in concert with Oklahoma State University, the Oklahoma Agricultural Leadership Encounter. And these young people from the Division of Agriculture at Oklahoma State University, juniors and seniors, are wrapping up their year-long experience with the OALE, which includes several seminars in the state of Oklahoma, a time in Washington, D.C., as well as working as staffers on the annual Oklahoma Youth Expo this last March. This week, they've been in Brazil, the capstone of their year-long experience, an international travel experience in the South American agricultural giant. And Mike Spradling, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, one of those along with these young people observing Brazilian agriculture.
We start off with one of the larger organic operations. It seemed like when they're in Germany and even last year in Chile, there's a lot of things around the world going on and a lot of interest in organic. But it all seems to be the same. It's kind of a niche market. It's very specific in the areas in which they grow. This one here was, most of the products were sold to the city of Brasilia. Very large operation, though, very intense, and supposedly, you know, doing very well. A lot of the organic operations in the area, what they said is gone under some bankruptcy, but this gentleman here seems to have made his work. It's taken quite some time, but they market directly. Of course, they do all the production there, and they market directly individually with their own people into the cities and the bigger stores in Brasilia.
As we talk with some of the Ag Leadership Encounter students, it was interesting to hear them talk about one stop that they made, one farm stop made by the OALE. Won't remember all that much about the specific agriculture on the operation, but instead, according to Jet Etter, who's from Kansas and a student at Oklahoma State University, they'll remember the squatters.
One of the places that we went was kind of a medium-sized Brazilian family farm type operation. It was a pretty interesting look into how the legal system of Brazil can be very different to what we experience in the United States. For instance, he had a 500 hectare farm, I believe 500 or 900 hectare farm, 500. And on this farm, in his they have to allocate 20% of all of their land to being a natural reserve, where they keep the basically untouched, pristine environment of what it was before agriculture. And on this reserve area, he has 50 squatter families that basically live off of his land that he cannot legally get them off of his land. Because of the rights they have as a squatter, and they're also, their squatter rights are supported by the president of Brazil, and just kind of some difficulties that he faces with that issue of now if he took it into his own hands to remove them, he could easily be prosecuted, but they can take advantage of that situation because of some law written for unused farmland. And so that was very interesting to see how the judicial system and legal system of Brazil can have some risk that you don't really typically associate with the United States.
Carson Horn, who's an agricultural communications major at Oklahoma State University from UConn, also struck with this whole situation with the unwanted guests found on these Brazilian farms.
One thing that I would add that I have a background with some eminent domain cases, and I just kind of see something of a parallel there with the U.S. and here in Brazil. They have a weak eminent domain law structure, and I can kind of see where they're utilizing private land for public use. When to us, you know, that seems unfair. It seems unfair to the farmer down here. But the socialist country that it is embrace that, and they like it. So I just thought that was an interesting perspective that I saw there.
These junior and senior agricultural students from Oklahoma State University have been busy. The leader of the group is Dr. Jerry Fitch from the OSU Division of Agriculture Animal Science Department.
We've been into a couple of cattle operations. We've seen some sheep, we've seen some crop, we've seen some vegetables, some organic, some fruits and vegetables, and some of those kind of things. We've seen a lot of diversity, and right now that we're about two-thirds of the way through our program. And the next couple days, we're going to see a little more on the botanical garden and some sustainability type things. But I think we've seen a lot of the major agriculture in the last 4 or 5 days already, and we're going to wind this down in the next couple days before we head back on Saturday.
The Oklahoma Ag Leadership Encounter, a kind of a joint venture between Oklahoma State University's Division of Agriculture and the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Clearly the winners are the young people that have been able to go through this program over the last few years. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.